There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, 12:07, and here we go. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have y'all here. Phone number, text line 343-0106. Also, the new app lets you leave us one of those voice messages we can play back on the air, but we'll talk about that in just a little bit. Also, Cameron Smith joining us in hour number two of the show, and a lot to talk about in news stories. I want to point this out, though, because I said something to Dalton as I was walking up here, because he's watched me go through this over the years. The headline is Bitcoin has jumped to a new high above $66,000 after the landmark U.S. ETF launch has happened. It's overpriced, y'all. But don't listen to me, because you can go back in the time machine here, and I was, you know, I remember, heck, within the last year, but you go back years ago when it was like $1,000 or something like that. So Bitcoin, I mean, back in 2010 was trading at like, I don't know, $10 or something like that. But it was probably in the, when Bitcoin got to around $1,000. I said, well, it's just, it's over, it's plated out. There's no more room. There's no more headroom in that. There's a, who would pay more than $1,000 for one of, so don't listen to me, but we'll get in that story. That's one of the many stories that hit the airwaves today on Midday Mobile. And also, I had mentioned this, I guess, last week when the governor was in town for a big announcement. And I guess we talked about on Monday as well how to apply Go Mesa money. So this is, you know, we talk about Go Mesa money a bunch. And this is the royalties that we get for having oil and gas come in through our area of the world, right? So when you have the plants there, we take the risk of being on the front lines of oil and gas. Well, those lease revenues that go to the federal government, they cut us out some, and that goes back into our communities. And it gets used on a whole bunch of stuff. And a pretty big announcement on Friday by the governor, $41 million in Go Mesa projects coming for Mobile and Baldwin counties. And one of them that I think is going to catch a lot of people's attention, you probably maybe have wondered what's going on with that property. It's right there in Spanish Fort. And we're joined by the mayor of Spanish Fort, Mike McMillan, to talk more about that. Mayor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. Glad to be here.
So Cypress Point, this is that right there at Bay Minette Basin, right? That's on the side of Bay Minette Basin?
Yes, on Highway 225 at Bay Minette Creek, on the east side and the west side of 225.
Now, this is how big of a piece of property?
Total between the two parcels is 142 acres. It's 3,000 linear feet on the creek. The west side of the 225 is approximately 97 acres. The east side is about 44 acres.
Okay, so Go Mesa money comes through and allows the city of Spanish Fort to, you bought the property.
Well, we haven't exactly bought it yet. We're waiting for the check from the state, but yeah, we've got some commitments for it, yes.
So, I feel the state's good for it, Mayor.
Yeah, checks in the mail. Thank you, yeah.
But when that does happen and y'all you get the 142 acres, what's going to go on with this? Do you have any, come on, you've got ideas about what's going to happen.
We've got a lot of thoughts, but I'll tell you what we are going to do. We have the opportunity here to do something really special. You know, that's a historic and a prime piece of property that mm-hmm. you can see the skyline of Mobile. It's such a beautiful sight across there. You know, we got a blank canvas, and we got to decide how we're going to paint this thing. So we're going to have some public meetings for public input about what we do. You know, naturally, we're thinking about hiking trails. We're talking about, you know, docks, piers, those kind of things, maybe a nature conservatory of some sort. maybe an amphitheater, certainly some picnic areas. We're going to use it as a family-friendly park is what the game plans are.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm just thinking of the water park, but yeah, I know there's a lot more to it, but I mean, it's access to it. I mean, it's a fantastic spot to get at the water.
It's a beautiful piece of property.
So people, this gets developed, you know, I say developed, I mean, it's not like there's tons of building that has to go on, but I guess there's infrastructure. If it worked out that way, you got to put in piers if you're talking about that, or you got to put in trails and parking and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to it. You know, the land acquisition is $8.5 million, so now we have got to come up with a plan to fund the rest of it, and that is, you know, basis of what we're going to do down there, first of all, but it certainly is exciting. It's a red letter day for Spanish Fork.
And people are trying to picture this, and you correct me, Mayor, if I'm wrong, but so y'all are, you're heading up 225, and I know you got it on both sides, but on the west side there, it's all that land off your left shoulder if you're going north, and when you get to, like, it's across from Busby's, right, and goes down
correct.
The bank.
And I'll tell you this, the another beautiful thing about this, back in 2008, the Baldwin County Planning Commission approved that for multifamily and high-rise housing. Unfortunately, how do you want to look at it, the economy turned sour, so that project went by the wayside. The property went into bank foreclosure. We're going to be able to buy it from the bank and secure it, so you don't have a lot of apartments and high-rise areas on that waterfront. We got to preserve that piece of property. Now's our chance to do it.
Okay, so at these public meetings, where do you know schedule when they would start, or is it waiting for that check to come from the state? Or
well, we're waiting for the agreements to be signed, dotted from the state, and then we'll call a series of meetings here at City Hall.
Hey, what's the process like? Okay, so, you know, we've talked about Go Mesa money on this show, well, probably since the inception of the show, and, you know, different ideas, and could we use Go Mesa here or could we not? But the process of, do you apply? Do they come to you? How do you pitch for this as a mayor of Spanish Fork?
Well, I'll tell you, what we started dreaming of this property 3 years ago, and we met with some state officials trying to figure out the best way to secure it, and the state lands folks were outstanding, Chris Blankenship and his crew. You have to apply to Go Mesa. We put together a presentation. And the city attorney and myself went to Montgomery and made our pitch back in September, and this is the results of it. It's a result of 3 years of a lot of legwork, a lot of conversations, and a lot of effort by our staff to put this together.
Okay, so this is not just something that's good to hear the time frame on it, that you just said, hey, there's some money out there. This is an idea. This is an idea that's been a long time coming.
Yeah, and I'm glad the governor and her staff does it that way, to be honest with you. That way you don't have a fly-by-window kind of project out there that just shows its head at the end. You know, there's got to be a plan in place. What are you going to do with it once you get it? So that I'm glad they do it that way.
Well, let's talk about the growth of Spanish Fork, although we probably should have an hour-long show of that. But, the growth of the number of people there, the businesses in Spanish Fork, that's been huge. Would you say the last 10 years or 20 years? What's the peak of that?
Well, we're probably in it.
Right.
In the last 10 years, we've grown 48%.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. We're the second fastest growing in city in the state for cities of over 10,000 people. So it is growing fast. A lot of residential coming in and businesses and supporting industries. So, yeah, we're very proud of where we are. You know, that creates its own challenges, as you can imagine. But, you know, widening the 31, other things coming in, attacking stormwater issues. There's a lot of opportunities for us out there.
Yeah, and it's got to be another feather in the cap to have this piece of property as part of where people live.
Here's how I look at it. You know, we all know the picture of the Fairhope Pier.
Mm-hmm.
We have the opportunity to do something like that. And that gets me excited. It really does.
Yeah, because, I'll ask this question. Do you think that, do people in Spanish Fork consider themselves just in a bedroom community? You know, you're talking about looking across at Mobile, or is it, you know, this kind of, to me, is about building a community unto itself that's not dependent on, you know, just a bedroom community.
Well, certainly. You know, we've got a lot of things working. In addition to that park, you know, 2 years ago, we got some money to build a park on the causeway, mm-hmm. which is in the process now of being developed. It's right there, what we call the Hudson Oil Site, if you're familiar with the old Hudson Oil Site next to the old Argyros.
Yep.
We're going to build a little base front park there, which will just consist of some picnic benches and drive-thrus and building that bulkhead up that's falling down back there. That's the biggest part of that $2.5 million project.
Now, getting people to the water, I don't know when it was. A couple weeks ago, I was talking with somebody, and they're like, you know, Sean, you're a causeway rat and grew up on that delta. And I said, yeah. And they said, do you know that you're not normal? I said, well, yeah, you're right, I'm not normal. But they said, how many people that cross the Bayway every day have never stopped long enough to look at the delta, right, or the north end of the bay? It's it's a
without
problem.
A doubt. You know, you and I grew up the same time, same place. I was on that causeway most weekends.
Yep.
And when hunting season, sometimes during the day when maybe I shouldn't have been, but you know, it's so special, that causeway, that whole delta area. We've got to preserve it, and this is another piece of that.
Yeah, you got. But giving people, I think what you're doing is important. You talk about the pier or the, you know, access there from this new property for people to put in canoes or kayaks. People got to have a way they feel comfortable getting to it. People that are used to it. Yeah, we go, okay, I'll launch here or there, and then I'm going to run up there. But for somebody who's brand new, that's kind of daunting.
Well, yeah, I mean, Delta. Yeah, I've been lost many a time up there, and you have to know where you go, especially when that fog is rolling in that front coming in.
That's for sure.
There's been many a time I've been up there trying to figure out where I was.
I've been listening for the trucks on the Bayway or the Causeway to try to figure out which way was south. But giving you somebody somewhere they can kind of dip their toes in, right? I mean, get in. I think facilities like that are like what we're doing in Mobile as well, having some waterfront community or community access is really important.
Oh, absolutely. You know the old adage, it only makes so much waterfront property. We got to preserve what we had to keep it from overdevelopment. In addition to that, that protects some of our older neighborhoods with the acquisition of that property, so there won't be multifamily or high-rise areas down there. So the combination, this is a win-win. It's great for not only Spanish Fork, it's great for the county, it's great for the state. Everything about it is a win.
Yeah, and you and I are talking now, but I'm gonna talk to Mayor Collier about this and Mayor Stimson about this, and all through Baldwin County and Mobile County, their projects here, and what I'm cheering on that doesn't, it's not as maybe for most people as exciting as having this land acquisition for Spanish Fork, but having money invested in the sewer utilities. You know, I've been harping on that forever, so I'm happy there's some money going there.
Oh yeah, everything's needed. You know, stormwater is a prevalent problem with every city. And that's part of managing the city. This is a piece that, you know, $8.5 million. This was maybe something that the city would have had to take a loan out to do, because mm-hmm. we know we don't have the great big bank roads of some of the other cities, but we are fortunate that we are fiscally very conservative, so we approach it very slowly to make sure we do it the right way. This is a plus to get it bought, get it secured, and then we can develop a plan and come up with a way to finance it.
This is exciting. We'll talk about this as you know, some decisions are made and maybe some groundbreaking and all that kind of stuff, and get you back on the show.
That'd be great.
All right, there he is, Mayor of Spanish Fork. And I'll say this too: the mayor has done a good job of keeping this under his hat. Can you imagine what leaks out of Washington? Right, and Mayor Mike McMillan says this project, at least the talking about it, has been going on 3 years. Stuff can't go on three minutes in Washington, and it doesn't, you know, get talked about out there. So good. Good for Spanish Fork. Can't wait to see that happen. And there are a lot more of those projects that were announced, and we'll talk about them through the weeks to come and what they're going to mean for all of us here in Southwest Alabama. All right. Coming right back. Your phone calls, your text at 343-0106. People worried that I'm going to, you know, TJ, if I had that power, TJ's worried that I'm going to cause a Bitcoin collapse with my talk. If I only had that power, I'd be shorting it right now. But I will talk about it when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1225 FM Talk 106.5 in Midday Mobile. This segment of the show brought to you by Stamps.com. If you got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time or your employees' time. How about that? So stop wasting it on trips to the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. So whether you're sending off invoices for your office, you got a side hustle like an Etsy shop, you're making things, or you're running a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need to do this is a computer and a standard printer. That's what we do around here. No special equipment or supplies. You just got a computer, you got a printer, you're in business. You're going to love this. And you'll get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from the Postal Service and UPS. And once your mail is ready, just schedule pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines. And do this right now. Save time, save money with Stamps.com. And there's no risk. And with my promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, you get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in my first name, Sean, S-E-A-N. It's Stamps.com, promo code Sean. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. All right, let's do this. So, and I regain my breathing ability here. All right. Listen, some text here about this Bitcoin thing. Let me do this. Let me run through the story here. It's a story and a self-lament happening at exactly the same time. So Bitcoin jumps to a story from CNBC. Bitcoin jumps a new high above 66,000 after landmark U.S. ETF launch. So, and this is what Dalton and I were talking about earlier. This is like an ETF fund, electronically traded fund. But it's kind of strange because, I mean, Bitcoin itself is electronically traded. But it said Bitcoin notched a fresh all-time high as investors cheered the successful launch of the first U.S. Bitcoin futures exchange-traded fund. The world's largest cryptocurrency previously set its record at 64,899 in mid-April. Bullish comments from legendary trader Paul Tudor Jones also boosted sentiment as the billionaire investor said he preferred crypto as an inflation hedge over gold. How about that? So at world's largest crypto, what did Jamie Dimon say? Isn't Jamie Dimon still saying no? Didn't Jamie Dimon say it's I don't know what word he said, but investor Jamie Dimon said he didn't like it. The world's largest cryptocurrency climbed more than 4%. So it as of 11 o'clock our time, 11 this morning, it was $66,893.22. So that's where the rally is. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's overpriced. It's overpriced, y'all. Now, I want, as I tell you it's overpriced, let's put things in context. When it was $1,000, I said it was overpriced. When it was $10,000, I said it was overpriced. When it was $20,000, my Lord, who would pay $20,000? So understand that as I tell you it's overpriced, don't listen to what I say, because I have been absolutely wrong on this. So the history of Bitcoin, I think this is interesting. We've got a minute or so here for the news. So back in 2009, I think it was trading about $10. Trading about $10 in 2009. Actually, at creation, I think it was $10 a Bitcoin. Then went to there's a time period there where it went to, I don't know how many days, but like $1. $1 equal to Bitcoin there for a very short period of time. And then it got up to, by 2010, 2011, it was $100 a Bitcoin, a little over $100 a Bitcoin. And then by, 2013 or so, here's a jump. By 2013, $10, and then, let's see, where's my number here? Okay, so how about this? February of 2011, Bitcoin was $1. November 2013, Bitcoin was trading between $350 and $1,242 a Bitcoin. April of 2014, it dropped. Right, there was that. That's when I was like, aha, I told y'all. It was $340 to $530. In March of 2017, that's when it was really overpriced. It was $1,290 a Bitcoin. Point out today, it's over 66,000. So good for y'all that had some confidence in this. We can discuss this when we get back from the break. I see a couple texts here, so we'll do that. News is next.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Oh, yeah, and did not lead off the show with the fact that it's International Pronouns Day. Yeah, who knew, right? International Pronouns Day. The White House is pretty busy on social media about this out there. International Pronouns Day. It's also Support Your Local Chamber of Commerce Day. It's also National Brandied Fruit Day. It's also Hagfish Day and National Chicken and Waffles Day. So celebrate the ones you want, but the White House is not celebrating Local Hagfish Day. It's not. Oh, it's Bra Day USA as well. They're not celebrating that. They're not celebrating chicken and waffles, which sounds fantastic. National Youth Confidence Day. Uh-huh. Not celebrating Chamber Cup, but they are celebrating pronouns. I'll get to that in a second. I want to read some of these texts at 343-0106. 343-0106. Let's see. Dan says, gold. Sean, if the digital infrastructure doesn't crash, crypto is absolutely a better hedge than gold. Yeah. Maybe until governments say, you know what? We don't like this. We're going to shut it down. Unnamed Tesla buy gold and silver tangibles. Mr. Doug, Bitcoin isn't overpriced. The dollar's just lost that much value in purchasing power. Ding, ding, ding. There's a lot to that, Mr. Doug, right? So Dad always taught me watch the price of oil, right? Barrel of oil and see that ratio. That's the ratio. And maybe that's going away. Maybe one day we will be talking about the ratio from cryptocurrency to fiat currency and looking at the, you know, you can see the inflation in that. You can see the devaluation. You can also see it in the price of oil. How about this? Sean says, just moved. Too many texts coming through here. All right. Sean said, about $300 worth of that stuff in 2017, and it's at $1,100 today. I have no idea how to turn that into real money. That's right. TJ says here, every little bit helps. I need everyone to buy in and get a run going. I know you're doing a radio show, but did you look into Telcoin? Yeah, I did look into that. I end up getting I look at these different cryptos and Ethereum or whatever, and I get too much information syndrome, you know, where you go, okay, well, this looks good, but then you read about the other one, you're like, well, that looks good too, and you end up not making any decision. TJ said they'll probably have another process called halving in 2024, and most likely it will be about $120,000 a share. I remember I sold some Apple stock years ago when it had split, and I thought, man, am I brilliant here? And we were building our first house. We had a baby. Yeah, we had a baby on. No, the baby had arrived. Yeah, the baby had arrived. We were in the process of building our house, and I needed cash, and I thought, man, this thing is this Apple thing is run its course. I've made a real good lick on this and sold that to help pay for house, and then watch that stock go continually up and up and up. All right. This is a kind of an ancillary story to it being National Pronouns Day. Let me clear that up too. People are asking about. So the White House is busy talking about this today on social media. That it's National Pronouns Day. And then if you go to share.america.gov site here, it says, why do many Americans list pronouns on social media profiles? Okay. And then it has a graphic here or whatever. Let me say this. As we start this, I don't. If you want me to call you, if you tell me, I want you to call me she and or her, or you want me to give you a new name, I don't care. I mean, that's fine. Me, if you want me to say that men can have children, then you're going to have to send me the re-education camp. But if you want me, I'm a polite person. If you want me to call you a different name, I don't care. That's fine. This story says here, it says, in the United States, it's becoming increasingly popular for people to share their pronouns. Third-person personal pronouns are used to describe a person or people in American English grammar as the subject, as the object, or in the possessive. These pronouns include gender neutral, they, them, and theirs, words that traditionally refer to a plural number, but that today are used by some individuals who identify as gender non-binary or prefer not to share gender information. Okay. All right. So you go through here and it gives you examples, right? Examples of he, she, her, he, him, they, them. Okay. Whatever. But it's the national day, so it's, I don't know how you celebrate. You go adjust your social media profiles or something like that to be patted on the back by somebody out there. That's the only thing I know. Oh, and speaking of tech-wise, too, did y'all hear the story about Meta Peace Worldwide? Metaverse. That's right, Metaverse. The story from The Hill came out this morning. Facebook is changing its name. Dalton, I'm pretty sure it's changing its name to Meta Peace Worldwide. This story says it's Metaverse, but the story from The Hill says Facebook is changing its name because Mark Zuckerberg wants to focus on transitioning. Oh, that's good for today. On transitioning the company to a Metaverse company. The company bought hardware maker Oculus Rift in 2014. The Metaverse includes VR with users engaging in virtual reality and AR, virtual content that interacts with the real world. Because that's what we need, actually. That's exactly... I think I was saying that at the dinner table to the family the other day. We need more human beings, not just staring at their phones. We need them to have the VR glasses on. Just there at the dinner table, they can picture that there was a family they wanted there at the picture. You know, the teenagers may, mom and dad are not cool. They put on the glasses and then mom and dad, like we'd be all really cool parents or something like that. I think we should ride down the road wearing those VR things because they look really cool. Facebook is changing its name to reflect emerging software and hardware in virtual and augmented reality. However, the company has committed itself to VR. Bah, 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 bah. Metaverse company. Okay, it goes on here. It says a metaverse company, much like how Roblox and Minecraft functions, which unfortunately those have snuck their nose under the door into my house. They're in there. They have infiltrated at least one of the children. It says, metaverse company like how Roblox and Minecraft functions or popular movies like The Matrix or Ready Player One depicted in social atmosphere where users can switch between experiencing virtual content while creating a virtual experience. Because that's right, because people need more time to be checked out of their real lives. That's what we... Thank you, Zuckerberg. So what's the deal? So they're going to change the name to what? To Metaverse? From Facebook? Is that what it's going to be? It doesn't really. It says it's changing its name to a metaverse company. Is it going to be metaverse or metaverse company? So what we need is like, you can't just look at Facebook to see the pictures of the fish somebody caught or their garden or somebody's baby or something like that. You need to do that through virtual reality. We really need more. It's a real shame that there's not more people wearing those glasses and walking around. So that there's the change. So Facebook at some point is going to change, Metaverse. Maybe it'll be called Metaverse. I don't know. It says they're going to hire 10,000 people across the European Union over a five-year period to develop this. I guess they learned their lesson today, right, with Facebook having to say, maybe we kind of brought people in to take jobs, that they were qualified Americans for. So now we're going to go to Europe and do it. Because that's good. We need more Europeans. I need more Germans driving on the Autobahn. Mark Zuckerberg, we need that. We need some very skinny Germans wearing black turtlenecks, driving like a 7 Series on the Autobahn, doing 150 or so, but with VR glasses and doing it, not using their regular eyes to see the road in front of them, but if they could have a virtual reality version of this, it would be much better, much better. But you are confirming, somebody here is confirming, it is not going to be, I thought it'd be Meta World Peace. Is he still Meta World Peace? Artest, is he still sports fans? Remember he was like Meta World Peace and when was that? He changed his name to Meta Center for Artest, changed his name to Meta World Peace for a while. I don't know if he still is. I'm not up on that, somebody can let me know. So if he is not, if the NBA player is not still going as Meta World Peace, then maybe Facebook and Zuckerberg can just call the new company Better World Peace. Is okay, Dalton, good. It's a sports question. I look out, and coming in through one of the doors of the opulent FM Talk 106.5 studios is my man Dalton. And so is he still Better World Peace?
He transitioned back into...
Oh, he's trans. He's trans.
he's still a male.
No, I but believe. I mean trans-named.
Trans-named. So he went Meta World Peace in 2011. And remember, that was the rebranding from the Malice at the Palace when he...
Yes.
When he fought the Detroit Pistons alongside his Indiana Pacers. So he went Meta World Peace. And then, I guess, last year, changed his name to Meta Sandiford Artest.
Right, that's so what he's going as now, right.
He went back to the old Artest test, name,
right.
But he took out World Peace.
But he's still Meta.
He's still Meta.
But that tells me, unless he has held the copyright or the copyright on it, then Zuckerberg could go and call the new rebrand of Facebook Meta World Peace.
Yeah, or he could go Meta World War. Why not?
Because he's for peace.
Oh, yeah,
that's what
sure.
Facebook's there for. It's not for getting people angered, not for feeding them information that is going to further anger them, even though it doesn't represent the majority of people in their community.
Yeah.
It's not that. He that would be horrible.
Right. He's
if he did
saint.
That. If he did that, that would be a horrible thing, and he would never do that. But he is going to be really a saving grace here, because I'm tired of seeing people's eyes and not wearing the VR glasses. I think more people need to be wearing VR glasses, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
tired of seeing, like, you and I are in here, I can see your eyes, you can see mine. Wouldn't it be better if I had the VR thing on?
Yeah, it'd be a lot better. We could each get Oculuses, and then before long, we wouldn't even need to really be on the radio. We could be pretend on the radio from our own homes.
Which would be better, which is what they want you to, right? They don't go out and go be on the radio. Go do, let's start a first... What is it? First person player game of radio.
Yep. First person radio.
And the first thing you have to do when you get in the business is you have to survive a year without getting fired.
Yeah. You're on very minimal pay.
You're gonna work the overnight shift.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna come in about 11 and do production work. You're gonna go in there at midnight, work till 6.
Yeah.
Okay. You're gonna do that. Get everything ready for the morning show. Have them prepped up and ready. You will make. I think that one year I cleared $10,500. So,
wow.
Yeah, so $10,500.
Put it away.
Big banking. And I got some remotes there. I got to go to a bowling alley where we played like dance music while people bowled. And I got paid some cash money on that deal. And I got a pitcher or two of beer. So you got that going for you in this game. And you got to get through to the second level from there.
I think we need to get started on it immediately.
It sounds exciting.
I do have some news with name changes, though.
Okay.
You see, Kanye changed his name.
Back to Ye, right?
He's just Ye now, but yesterday I guess he met with Michael Cohen. Remember the former Cohen who was in the Trump circle?
Oh yeah. Oh, he's a great guy.
So I don't know why Kanye was meeting with Cohen and the man who ran for New York mayor, Eric something, was supposed to meet with him also. Anyway, the big story was Kanye wore like a plastic.
Oh, I saw this.
Face mask that was the weirdest looking thing ever.
Okay, so here's how headlines work, though. How did that pop up yesterday? They said, Kanye goes in whiteface. It was a white mask. It was a white mask.
I would say he went in serial killer face.
Right. To me, he went in scary plastic person face.
Exactly.
But yeah, some headline like, oh, Kanye's doing whiteface. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, so there's that. And then I also, on this World Pronoun Day, I sent you a Twitter video. You might need to screen it. You might not even want to put it on the air. But there's another pronoun you didn't discuss earlier. Doll. A
doll.
A person, I wouldn't say woman, a person who identifies themselves as doll.
Because they're like one of those furries, those people that like dress up like mascots and have grown-up fun time?
I guess she believes in her heart that she is part doll.
So I could call her doll and not be sexist?
Yeah, I guess so.
And, it's like, and hey, doll. That, hey,
you,
doll.
If you didn't call her doll, you would be like dead naming her.
Yes. So, because she had some name before, but now she's... But is it just that she's doll, or she's saying that there's a world of people that will want to be referred to as doll?
Yeah,
instead of
Well, I don't know if she feels like she has like a chorus behind her of other people that believe they're also doll. But
what if we had that VR headset on her, though, and I could call her Toots or Honey or Sweetie or Dame, but she'd hear doll
through
the VR? Because, I mean, we're all going to be wearing the VR thing.
It's just going to change everything you hear in the new metaverse.
Yes.
Will just be what you want to hear. Nothing.
I'm tired of people being walking around without their heads covered with those great looking glasses.
I'm getting the 10-month-old. She's getting an Oculus Christmas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right. We'll continue this discussion on the flip side. But as you know, our test is not Meta Peace. It's just Meta Sandiford
Artest. That's right.
So Meta World Peace may be available for Facebook, too.
I think it's back on the market.
Thank goodness. All right. News is next. Be right back.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
There's a good chance I can't read more than half of y'all's text to me on the air and still keep a license, but we're going to get to some of those in just a second. Right now, I want y'all to say hello to my buddy Larry Kirby at LCM Motor Cars, and we'll get an inventory update. Hey, Larry.
Good afternoon. Yeah, we got three fresh faces in. One of them is a 2013 Cadillac ATS sedan, beautiful white. And leather loaded to the gills. Just got in one of your favorites, a 14 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ Z71 crew cab.
Nice.
Like brand new with only 80,000 miles, which is way below miles. And then a 15 GMC SLT crew cab four-wheel drive with 60,000 miles.
I mean, that's the formula. The crew cab and the four-wheel drive. I know there's a bunch of other trucks people need, but they want that one.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, we'll get them hopefully cleaned up today. We'll get them serviced first and get them cleaned up by tomorrow and have them on the lot for Friday.
All right. So people can come out and check out those vehicles or all the other inventory at LCM. Give them directions.
Highway 90 and Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Please like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby, check it in from LCM Motor Cars. All right, let's read a couple of these. By the way, Cameron Smith from AL.com is going to join us coming up in the next hour. Plus, I got to get this audio. Okay, because the audio that Dalton sent me, we'll have to play in a second here. Larry and Atmore, I think of a few names for Facebook can change too, but they can't be aired. Hey, John, and I'm not trying to. John says, hey, man, what's wrong with us fat Germans? We like to drive fast too. So, John, the only other thing in my mix, I keep waiting every time there's an Ancestry.com update. I want it to have something to talk about and be cool, but it's still the ratios change, but it's still just Irish and German. And I'm finding out, John, through Ancestry, I come from the fat German area of southern Germany, Munich and down there. So I might be with you. But fat Germans could be wearing turtlenecks riding down the Autobahn at 150. But I'm thinking it's just by look here for the ones that have the VR glasses on. I need the skinny German. Skinny German who's like, yeah, what happened to that? It must be the height must have come from Ireland, not from Germany. Because like, and I got cousins that have probably more German. They're like, I got a cousin who's sick. Is he 6'10? 6'9? 6'10? Way tall. All right, let's see. Keith says, yes, that's just what we need, a carload of nihilists named Dieter wearing VR headsets. It's right, Keith, that's what we need. Larry and Daphne, when do we all hook up to the Matrix and fight the machines with Neo? I don't know. It looks like it's coming fast. Thought of a room full of people in VR glasses makes me think of cockroaches. Jason, that's interesting. So, Dalton, you see, Jason said, Artest could change his number. Think about this. If he changed his number to four, right? And then he could just have across the back Metaph. M-E-T-A-P-H, and that could be metaphor. I like, Jason, I was following you. All right. A lot of these I cannot read on there and keep the license. So, all right. Do we have time? We're going to have time. I'll push off because I want to play this. So Dalton sends this to me. We're talking about, he came in and talked about Dahl, right? The person identifying as a Dahl. Here's the audio from Dahl that he sent me.
Hello, I am Dahl. I am one of our object alters. When I front, I find it very difficult to remember things that the body requires.
This is a person.
Such as how to move, how to blink, how to breathe, and how to speak. For the purpose of filming this video, I have Meredith co-conscious with me, so that I will not mess up. However, this is the third take. The first two, I forgot to breathe.
She forgot to breathe. Let me tell you just a little clip of there. So she's got the lipstick on like a geisha, like in Kabuki Theater, the small, just the middle of the lips with it trying to look like a doll. And pink hair doesn't faze me anymore. That's pretty, like, standard. That's, I don't care about that. She got that, but she says she is a doll, and often she forgets how to breathe because she's a doll and not a human. Hey, to each their own, except for the fact that by guess of her age, it will be her and that generation that'll decide what happens to me when I'm an old man in a nursing home. Yeah, I'm scared. All right, hour number two of Midday Mobile on the way next. Cameron Smith joins us.